And welcome into the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for Mugs of the Morning on KODY. Your time and temp is service of Mike and the crew from Grease Monkey. At 8:06, it's 72 degrees. On our way to a high today near 96. And Rick, it's going to be awfully warm out there. We're officially into some of those hot, hot days.
It is June. It is Nebraska.
Yeah, June 1st. Can you believe it? That's here.
It's here.
Ready or not?
I think we have 90-degree weather now for about a week.
Oh, we had yesterday, and no difference, in my opinion, 93, 96. It's going to feel about the same.
It did cool off pretty good in the evening, though.
Nice little breeze throughout the evening last night.
Yeah, so I can take those type of days.
Yeah, could be worse. Could always be worse. Welcome in State Senator Mike Groney joining us. Senator Groney, how are you?
Good. Everybody heard we're going to start session July 20th if everything goes well. Senator Mosier, people read it in the news that he got the COVID cold. But there's a lot of fear with some senators about getting together. But we have to do it. I think everybody read my column. But today, I've been getting an awful lot of calls, folks, so I'm going to take off on an issue that I'm passionate about, and that's tax increment financing. Been getting a lot of calls from constituents just frustrated at what the city has been doing, and the leadership of the city has taken the direction on it. It's out of control. It's just absolutely out of control. The Sugarberry TIF. I'm just going to read you something. This is statute, folks. You've been hearing about how old the commercial units are, and I wish the local press would do a better job of, not you guys, but a newspaper, a certain one, would do a better job of looking at the facts. Here's the definition of blighted in order to get TIF. Blighted area means an area, A, which by reason of the presence of a substantial number of deteriorated or deteriorating structures, existence of defective or inadequate street layout, faulty lot layout in relationship to size, adequacy, accessibility, or usefulness, insanitary or unsafe conditions, deterioration of site or other improvements, diversity of ownership, tax or special assessment delinquent exceeding the fair value of the land. That means they didn't pay their taxes and you couldn't even auction the house off to pay the taxes. Defective and unusual conditions of title, improper subdivision or obsolete planning. That thing's Sugarberry's planned out well, or the existence of conditions which endanger life or property by fire or other causes, or any combination of such factors, substantially impairs or arrests the sound growth of the community, retards the provision of housing and accommodations, or constituents and economic or social liability, and it is detrimental to the public health, safety, morals. We do have a moral problem in our elected officials in this community, or welfare in its present condition and use. That's A. Yeah. If that doesn't exist, you don't go to B.
And
you don't go to B.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Not in this case.
It doesn't exist at all.
No. Nope.
Those people taped their homes up. They're proud of them. They're newer homes. And they were being used for the end result of a banker, a real estate agent, and a lawyer over in Gothenburg. They're not elected. This rests on the soul of the elected officials, city council. There is no excuse that the CRA said it was okay, the planning commission said it was okay. Read the damn law, city council.
Yeah.
Read it. I do. Every bill I do in Lincoln, I read the statutes. The lobby, which they exist on all level, won't even come see me anymore because they can't influence me with money. Or a threat that the community isn't growing. That's integrity. It comes with running for office. One city council person told one of the people who called him that if the screen door is ripped, that's blighted. Now that's justification.
And that's one of the things that I had heard from some of the residents there is there's one house on one corner of the block that might not have the best update. Might have the screen door that tripped, and they're using that as their excuse.
No. That Marvin in the article in the paper said he couldn't find anything. Even he was hired to bend the law. He couldn't find anything that said that was blighted. The only thing he could come up with to carve out the nearest houses he could get to 40 years of age. He admitted he couldn't find blighted out there.
And there's not. That's the other one. The 40 years of age, and I think the oldest one out there is like 39-something.
No, the average is, they said in the paper, and I'm talking some, the average is 39.5.
It's not 40.
Well, read this. I mean, even the layperson, we write laws. I've had this argument with lawyers in the legislature. I would hope we write laws for the average person to understand them. It doesn't have to go through a lawyer. You should never, a citizen of the United States of Nebraska, this community, should never have to go to a lawyer to explain a law that was passed in the legislature.
You shouldn't need a law degree to understand that.
All right, well, here's what it says. The average age, all right, of the residential or commercial units in the area is at least, look up the definition of at least, 40 years.
Yep.
You can't round it up.
Mm-hmm.
Least.
Minimum.
Minimum. Not a round up. The minimum here is 39.5. It doesn't qualify. But my whole point is it doesn't qualify under A. This is not a blighted area. They are distorting. Well, the CRA and the Planning Commission got themselves caught in a lie. They gave it to Chief Industries along a golf course along the interstate. They gave it to the area out in West A. Now you've got a good, honest individual, a good, honest person. The Wilkinson family has done a lot for this community. They have built a lot of things. They give jobs locally. That company, Wilk Industries, was building homes, selling those homes, and now he's in a competitive bind. He has absolutely no choice to come to this city. I do not blame that company at all. Now they're caught in a lie, and they have to give it to everybody now because they got to justify what they did on the other ones. This community, with the leadership we've had over the last 20 years, is shrinking. But yet we follow them. You've got an opportunity this election to elect Donna Tryon, Mark Woods, change that council. They're unaccountable to any good old boys in town. You've got an opportunity for a mayor. I believe there's one candidate that's very good. I think he worries about eternity. That's what I think every day. Life on this earth is short. Every decision I make reflects on eternity, not justify the means. You know, I compare this. This is no different. Those rioters right now out there, rioting, burning stores, they will tell you they have a justification. Their rights. They have a justification to do what they are doing, to gather and to protest and to burn houses because they have a justification. Now, you can wear a suit and tie and ignore the TIF law because you have a justification. No difference. Either we are a community of the law, of the rule of law, or a nation under the rule of law, or we have chaos. Makes no difference. Either you follow the law or the intent of the law, or you don't. There's no difference between that rioter throwing a brick through the window and a city council person voting for this TIF. No difference.
That follows.
I'm just frustrated. It hasn't worked in the past.
No.
You know, we have a person running our economic development came out of Sydney. His whole entire job was to try to keep up with housing for the growth of Cabela's. All right, well, his tenure there, all right, he had to. They were hiring more people, had to have more housing. Comes here and does the same thing. Now, if I told you that we were talking about a TIF in Sydney right now to build more houses, you would all laugh, wouldn't you? You'd say, what the heck?
Why? Yeah.
Why? They got houses. Their populations. That's no different than North Platte and what's happening at the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
No different. They ought to be out there working 24 hours a day trying to find some businesses, some manufacturers to come to town. I'm trying to do it in Lincoln. I've helped adjust the LB 720 for a rural tier of manufacturing, and we have some advantages. We can get some manufacturers here to towns like North Platte and Scotts Bluff and Gothenburg. I'm trying to do the micro TIF, where the actual meaning of TIF is supposed to be,
right,
where you have a blighted area. Did you look at the map of what blighted and substandard? None of the old part of the community is, except the old 83 corridor, is blighted. None of the residential areas on the north side, a very small area, and it's all on the outlying area, the outside of the donut, as they say, so they can build in empty cornfields.
Yeah.
The opportunities lost in this town over the years that we didn't use it right, it's sad. But you can always change that. You can change that in a generation. But you need different leadership because we haven't had it. My wife and I are selling our house out in the country, all right? We're wanting to move to town. I'm not moving to a town that has absolutely no control over their property tax rates or their spending and does things like this with leadership like this. I won't move here. I can't. I got to go somewhere where I can trust the leadership, that they're going to follow statutes. As you know, I'm frustrated. This is as far... They hire a consultant. You know what a consultant is? You have a plan. You have
I hear several definitions.
And you tell this consultant, this is the end, this is the result we want.
Right, and he finds it for you.
And he finds it
he
for
you. He justifies
it. Marvin guy was honest. I had to go find it. I had to go find a justification.
And where was he at? Where was the
Marvin
guy?
Oh, he's out of David. He's David City. He goes around these communities and writes up plans for them. So they're TIF plans, so they fit on. They can carve them out under the law and justification. He writes justifications. But anyway, and that's why I, in my micro TIF, left all those guys out of it. Left the banker out of it, left the lawyer out of it, left the consultant out of it. So the average person could fix up an old home without having to pay a lawyer, hire a consultant to justify it, and to make sure the banker gets along with him.
Yep.
I mean, I did it for the people. And I think we have a good shot of getting it passed this year, if not this year, because of the chaos. I'm afraid we're going to turn into an...
The COVID chaos you're referring to?
Well, what's going on, but also the chaos of Ernie Chambers. He's going to take this thing and he's going to rant and rave for 17 days what's happened with the riots and the police brutality or whatever you want to call it. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
But, no, and you know what I found interesting? In that article in the Telegraph, not one city council person besides Ed Reeker told us what their view was. Not one. Two candidates did. If you're going to run for office, folks, and you are elected official, come out and tell people in the paper, on this show, where you stand, or don't run for office. You're not a corporate board member. Who, once you get elected by the stockholders, you can keep your mouth shut and do whatever the administration tells you to do. None of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, only one councilman, he said.
Ed Reeker.
Yeah. Ed Reeker.
So,
Ed's a friend of the show. He calls in, and I think he's a good thinker. I think he's got a good head on his shoulder.
He worries about destiny, too. but anyway, you know what I mean. This town has a future. It has a great future. But in Lincoln, when I talk to lobbyists, they snicker about the politics in North Platte. I mean, we're one of the last few created by good old boys. The other ones want to grow. They want to do it correctly. The other two communities aren't using TIF this bad, no matter what the lawyer from Gothenburg tells you. They are not. I'll give an example. You know, I'll say it. The Wilkinsons, they get accused of TIF. Every one of their TIFs tore down an old building and put up a new one. That is TIF.
Yeah.
Not out in the cornfield. You're correcting a substandard area or a blighted area. I won't even go into substandard. Yeah, I will. I'll tell you what substandard is. TIF is and substandard. Here's the definition of substandard in law. Substandard area means an area in which there is a predominance of buildings or improvements, whether non-residential or residential in character, which by reason of dilapidation, deterioration, age, or obsolescence, inadequate provision of ventilation, light, air, sanitation, or open spaces, high density of population and overcrowding, or the existence of conditions which endanger life or property by fire or other causes, or any combination of such factors, is conducive to ill health, transmission of disease, infant mortality, juvenile delinquency, and crime, which cannot be remedied through construction of prisons, and is detrimental in the public health, safety, morals, and welfare. I didn't know those people living at Sugarberry were that type of folks.
No.
We should be building a prison next to their subdivision. Does it say anything about substandard being there wasn't sewers or streets out there in that cornfield? No, it doesn't.
No.
How did we get to this point? How did we twist the law so bad to justify our ends, and that we are being sold a bill of goods that this is about growth of the community? Has nothing to do with it.
No.
Has to do with greed.
That's just about what I was going to say. Sounds like greed to me.
Then, like I said, A lot of the folks who did the TIF applications, especially the Wilk industry, they are faultless. They got put in a very bad position. They build very good homes, and in fact, they sell. When he builds a home, it's well known and it sells.
All right.
And it fits what the needs are. But he's got no choice because of what the city council, the CRA, and the planning commission put him in, what position they put him in. This is a defining moment of who North Platte is, folks. This is pushing it.
Is it tonight or tomorrow night when the city council meets on this?
That's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Anyway, I've said my piece. But anyway, I just was backing off and saying, well, I'm going to accept the new norm. And then I read my column again where I said, we do not have to accept the new norm.
Exactly.
We define a new norm. We the people.
That's one of the things that irritates the hell out of me with this the COVID-19 thing. Is everybody saying, this is the new normal? I absolutely refuse to accept that.
Me too.
New normal means you gave up.
Yeah.
And that's not the way it is.
No, there's no bargaining on certain rights and freedoms. And what we've done in this country in the past is we blew through it and fought through it and accepted what we had to, and we found a better path. I mean, you find a cure. I mean, yeah. If you look at it, we've come a long ways already. You know, the slowing it down.
We flattened the curve, especially here in Nebraska.
I want to talk to my hospital administrator and the doctor, chief of staff there, and find out what they're doing here. They're doing a heck of a job. They brought those folks down from the assisted care in Callaway. They didn't have a single death.
Well, we've taken people on from Dawson County, too.
Yeah. Didn't have a single death. And the two deaths we've had were...
One was...
They were
both
related.
In their
90s? I mean, both of them weren't... No, I don't know about the second one, but...
But at least one individual was in their 90s, which is unfortunate, but when you get the flu in your 90s, or even the common cold, it can sometimes knock you out.
And he had many other issues, too. It was kind of like the final straw.
All of them do. 52% of all deaths in Nebraska have been in assisted care facilities.
The number nationally is much higher than that.
Yeah, Minnesota, some of them, New York, 70%.
70s and 80%.
Well, and Senator Halloran just issued a letter, and I co-signed it to the governor, that we're following the same policy that California and New York does. Did you know if a patient in assisted care, they have to accept them, they have to keep them if they don't want to treat them, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
What happened here was our hospital agreed to take them. They're not equipped to take care of them. I mean, they're not equipped to handle a bad case of COVID, but by statute, they're not supposed to transfer them out of there. And then what we have is a disaster. We have untrained people going in that area. They're not trained for that. They're trained to take care of these folks, their physical needs, but not their illness, not their major illnesses. And then they spread it within in the community, and then it becomes a disaster. But he's trying to say, well, if a assisted care says this person is sick and to the point of with COVID, we want to transfer them out of here to a facility that is trained and equipped to do this, they can do it, and the facility has to take them if they're not booked full. But in Nebraska, they can't do that. It sounds foolish, doesn't it? But this whole thing with the assisted living, they're cracking down a little too hard, too. I don't know how they're going to do it, but somehow or another, we got to let those people have their freedom.
Visitors and be able to, you know, move outside a little bit. Is that what you're saying,
Senator?
I got
a call from a child of a parent who they was in their 90s. Was in the dad. One of them was in assisted living in a community, not in North Platte. It's a local community, but not in North Platte. His wife would come to visit him, and he could get around. He just had health problems. His mind was good. His wife was 85, and she'd come to visit, and they would make her sit in the parking lot and call him on his cell phone. He'd sit out in the garden area, and one time it was a nice day. She got out of her car, and somebody came out and told her to get back in, you know, 100 yards away or 50 yards away to 30 or whatever it was. They're going to be married 60-some years come June 7th, and they can't be together. Now, something's wrong with that in America.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, we don't know how much longer they're going to be together either. I mean, look at the ages here.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you've got to make exceptions. You've got to understand neither one is COVID But the fear of lawsuits, you know, that I don't blame the facilities. They're worried about getting sued.
Well, and
they've
got
a whole pack of lawyers out there just waiting until this thing settles down, and yeah. You're going to see advertisements on the television about some lawyer saying, you know, well,
oh, yeah.
Did you have a loved one in an assisted care, and did they allow somebody
like
to come
the ones
in?
We're so familiar with?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, in the case of the assisted living facility or the nursing home, you know, like you mentioned, Senator, they're not to blame because they're just trying to do what they can, and you know, they're following
just
guidelines
and double the guidelines, and we haven't had a case in an assisted living place in North Platte.
Yeah.
And this this instance I was talking about was not North Platte. I'll clarify that. But anyway. No, it's it is what it is. We're good people. I mean, we're good folks. We take care of each other. We keep our, you know, we follow the distancing and things. You know, that's something we all do when we're sick anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we all do. We stay home from work. We don't infect people. But and it's proved it works.
Mm-hmm.
But to go overboard, and go back to that TIF. This community deserves better leadership.
Now, Senator Groney, we do have to wrap up here in a couple of moments. I want to get your thoughts on some other current events going on here with these protests. Obviously, you've been here in the area for a little while, but protests going on, Lincoln and Omaha, they got a little out of hand this past weekend. Any thoughts you'd like to share with that?
Like I said, they have a justification, don't they? Their rights. They have a right to protest. You can justify anything if you want to. You can break any law you want in a country anymore and justify it. If your end justifies your means.
Yeah.
I mean, but no, I disagree. That's being sarcastic. It's just, you got to crack down. You have to. You cannot burn somebody else's property. You cannot throw stuff. You cannot walk down the street and interfere with traffic. There's protest, and then there's...
anarchy.
And then there's
There's
anarchy.
A right and a wrong way to do it.
Yes, and you're harming other people. It goes back to how you protect your freedom and your neighbor's freedom, is that you... your rights stop at your neighbor's nose. You know what I mean? You just, when you're harming somebody else, and I've seen some of those business people, and they were of the same ethnicity in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
that their places were dream, 40-year dreams of owning an establishment. Somebody
small businesses,
in,
mom and pop shops.
And burning them, and drunk.
Breaks your heart.
You know, it's what I've seen on one, I didn't watch much news, but it was honesty of one newscaster, they were... I don't know what's early in the evening, and they about 8 o'clock here, about 2-3 days ago in Minnesota, and they were just loitering around, and the anchor said, "Well, it doesn't look like it's going to be as bad as last night." He said, "Well," he said, "it isn't dark yet, and there's an awful lot of cases of beer and bottles of whiskey floating around through the crowd. That's anarchy." And it was. They burnt more buildings that night and did things that had nothing to do with rights.
One thing I've noticed is, isn't it amazing that all of these protests in all these different areas all start about the same time, and a lot of people are wearing the same black T-shirt with the same inscriptions and lettering and stuff on it? There's no coincidence on this.
It goes back to the old
these are
Marxist thing about community organizing.
Bingo.
And
bingo. These are Marxists, and they're orchestrated, and they're bought and paid for.
Now, Senator Groney, thoughts on everything going on? How do you feel the governor's done and the two mayors of Omaha, Lincoln? Obviously, he called in the guards. So.
Oh, on this issue, yeah, he had no choice. I mean,
his hands were tied.
Yeah,
there's
I'm not going to the Capitol and walk through that crowd. Somebody sent me a picture of it. I was going to go down this week. I just don't see any reason to stir him up. But he, you know, you try to handle it, let the anger boil over, and that's what you have to do, and then you hope then some stability comes back. The National Guard that's what we're there for, civil unrest.
Mm-hmm.
This hot weather ain't going to help things across the nation. That stirs folks up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's usually when riots and things too is when hotter it gets.
Right.
But I don't know. This is the state of America right now. Divisiveness and we all do what we want to do, and we try to shame people who don't agree with us. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But But unless you call what I just gave a rant to the city council about with shaming them, it was just, yeah, it was. But anyway, anyway, but I don't know. We got a mess.
Yep. Well, Senator Groney, we sure do appreciate the time as always. If folks want to reach out to you directly, even though we're not in session right now, they can
308-530-7741 or get my send an email to my legislative email. That's mgroney@leg.ne.gov.
Perfect. Senator Groney, appreciate the time as always. More coming up on Husker Radio's Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.